everybody, and welcome to our podcast. We are peer educators for the Counseling Center here on campus, and one of our many jobs is to make students aware of the services that the UCC has to offer, as well as discuss topics that may affect the social and emotional state of students at the time. But before we get into our topic for today, first we are going to go around and introduce ourselves.
Hi, I'm Carly. I'm a junior studying behavioral neuroscience on the pre-PA track, and this is my second year as a peer educator.
Hi, I'm Natalie. I'm a junior in the social work program with a psychology minor. This is my first year as a peer educator, and I've enjoyed meeting new students.
I'm Andrea. I'm a fourth year student and in my final semester here at GV, but this is my first year as a peer ed, and I'm a psychology major and a criminal justice minor.
Today we're going to be talking about isolation and how to avoid feelings of isolation and get involved on campus, especially during times like the winter months where it's really difficult to find motivation and get involved. Up to 28% of students feel isolated from peers, and this can be due to academic pressure, digital interactions, difficulty finding deep, meaningful connections, and this can ultimately lead to chronic isolation, which can cause damages to physical health, weakening of the immune system, and just altering how the brain processes information. So ways that you can get involved if you're feeling isolated could be joining clubs on campus, working on campus, going to events, talking to people in your classes or your dorm room, and just building quality relationships by focusing on your hobbies and interests and being present and reflecting on your emotions.
Yeah, so me personally, I feel a sense of community during isolating times by prioritizing my relationships. Like with school, work, and figuring out future plans, I would say things pile up and I often find myself being way too busy. However, I always try to still be connected to those close to me, so I have people to turn to vent to, or just have a quick yap session before I have to lock in for what's next on my to-do list. Even if I only have time to check in with them through a single text, I make sure to find time to do so because it makes an impact. A way that I recommend those to find a community in times of feeling isolated is to join clubs or groups that share interests or beliefs as you. I know I'm going to sound very old when I say this, but there are so many different kinds of groups, even on apps like Facebook, that you are sure to find some group / club that you share interests in.
And then for me, I like to keep in touch with my hometown friends to remind myself of the support I have, because it is easy to feel alone while the snow traps us indoors, but a short phone call can make all the difference. I also like to work more in the winter season, even though it's not ideal. Unfortunately, socializing, getting out of the house, and making money does help me feel better. And then also saying hi or giving compliments to strangers also helps me feel a sense of belonging within my community.
I definitely find my community by staying busy. Having multiple roles and responsibilities across my life keeps me feeling wanted and needed and gives me a sense of purpose. Whether it's work, being on an e-board, volunteering, or just spending time with my friends, staying connected through these obligations helps me avoid feelings of isolation. It can be extremely difficult to get out of the rut of feeling isolated and alone, but it's important to get out of your comfort zone and put yourself out there, which is definitely easier said than done, but every time I've tried something new, I found new friends or made new connections, and I've never really regretted getting out of my comfort zone.
Well, thank you for sharing those helpful ways to find community during isolating times. Community is amazing to have, but sometimes we do find ourselves feeling alone. The American Council on Education reports that 49% of students reported feeling lonely in 2024. So, how do you guys find company / support within yourself?
I support myself by making sure that I schedule time into my week that's meant for time alone. I'm a very extroverted person, and I find my energy through surrounding myself with others, but I do know that it's extremely important to take time for myself as well. So whether this is through journaling before bed, going to the gym alone, or cooking meals by myself, I like to prioritize mindful ways to enjoy my own company.
Yeah, see, with me, one of the ways that I support myself is by doing things that I used to love doing as a kid. So whether it is eating my favorite childhood meal or playing childhood games with my friends, or even just having a lazy day like I used to over summer breaks, given that I'm 22 years old, and while I know that is not old, I do feel like I am. Sometimes I just want to take a break from being an adult, and I want to do things I used to love before I had to worry about things like grades, career, and taxes. But don't even get me started on that. But a goal of mine is to never get too lost in adulthood that I forget how to have carefree fun. I would recommend everyone to let out their inner child once in a while, whether that's playing games you used to love playing as a kid. Honestly, it's so much more fun as an adult. If childhood me could see me stay up till 12 a.m. with my friends, eating pizza rolls and playing Twister, I know 100% without a doubt she would be jealous of me.
Right. And then for me, during the winter months, I prioritize self-care because Michigan winters can dramatically impact our social, mental, and physical health. So it's important we listen to what our bodies need. I do this by giving myself grace to sleep in if I'm too tired, or I'll take a break from schoolwork to socialize, or even practice journaling when my thoughts become overwhelming. I also like to keep myself busy with activities that are not scrolling. Coloring, baking, reading, and even cleaning helps my days feel more productive. Caring for my health in the winter sets me up for success in the rest of the year.
All right, well, with that being said, that wraps up our podcast for this month. We hope you all enjoyed it, and you will hear from us next month, except that time, we'll have the new pre-eds who will be taking over next year. Join us.
Bye. Bye.